WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Many writers have used their school days as the subject of their fiction, and that's what Jeffrey Wolfe has done in his new novel, The Final Club. Wolfe is the brother of writer Tobias Wolfe. Jeffrey's other works include a memoir of their father, the Duke of Deception, and the novel Providence. Book critic John Leonard has a review of The Final Club.
At the very beginning of John Updike's career, the young man annoyed and amazed the reading public by devoting his first novel, The Poorhouse Fair, to old people. Jeffrey Wolfe has a better idea. After half a dozen books, settled comfortably into his middle age, Wolfe's finally gotten around to writing his college novel. The Final Club is not only a dandy update of F. Scott Fitzgerald's This Side of Paradise, it is, of its essence, the Princeton novel that repudiates Fitzgerald, who wrote so lyrically about the surface of things, who wanted too much to belong to the wrong club. Wolfe's young man from the West, Nathaniel Clay, enters Princeton in the class of 1960. He undergoes, his sophomore year, the trials of Bicker. Bicker is a sort of fraternity rush by which white male Princetonians determine whom they'll eat with the rest of their privileged days. Nathaniel's found wanting by his social betters, not least because he's half-Jewish. He's uppity, besides. The older Wolfe is ironic about Bicker. Young Nathaniel is, of course, bitter. But Nathaniel also internalizes the very Bicker standards that found him wanting. He won't even listen to the English professor who tells him to pay more attention to Henry James, even Edith Wharton, and less to Fitzgerald. His marriage and his career after Princeton, including a stint as an ethics columnist for a magazine that sounds a lot like the Esquire Wolfe himself once wrote for, are distorted by the eating club snobberies and discriminations of well-bred juvenile delinquents. These snobberies and discriminations may seem to us as meaningless and barbaric as those of the Takuna Indians reported on at such inordinate length by Claude Levi-Strauss in The Raw and the Cooked. What's missing in Nathaniel's own prose is the vitality we find in his Jewish great-grandfather's Western journals, a vitality that won't show up again in the Clay family till Nathaniel's son himself applies to Princeton. At a brilliantly rendered Princeton reunion weekend in 1970, one of Nathaniel's old roommates doesn't sound at all like Scott Fitzgerald when he introduces himself at the Ivy Club this way. My name is Pownell H., and I'm an alcoholic. At the reunion of 1980, there's a bicker of death. I admit I'm prejudiced in favor of the Final Club. I'm a member of the class of 1960 myself. I almost went to Princeton. I hated Harvard instead. In these pages, I find exactly what the Eisenhower era felt like, before we were old enough to understand the books we ate like goats, back when we believed our own press releases, from the classroom to the dining hall to the Biltmore clock to the Newport Jazz Festival, even unto our marriages, arranged in the meritocratic Ivy League colleges as if by Chinese or Middle Eastern Muslim families, with Lester Lannan's orchestra playing the wedding march, and the careers into which we whirred like wind-up toys with keys in our backs. Wolfe has seen it all with a savage eye. What's wrong not only with Princeton and Bicker, but with an entire ruling class? Pocket patricians, he says, cut to fit a cult of condescension. Like John Cheever in Bullitt Park, like Joseph Heller in Something Happened, Wolfe is afraid for our children. He's a grown-up. He has commenced.
John Leonard is a columnist for New York Newsday and media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Final Club by Jeffrey Wolfe.